There is a tower in Nantucket Sound, 3 miles offshore, that stands nearly 200 feet tall. And given the ruling of a federal judge in Boston on Tuesday, it will still be standing there for a while, despite the opposition of some folks on shore. The tower gathers data about wind, temperature, barometric pressure. The company that put it there, Cape Wind, sees it as preliminary to a wind farm of 130 turbines. Detractors see it as damaging to the beauty and wildlife of Nantucket Sound. Paul Pronovo is Metro Editor of the Cape Cod Times in Hyannis, Massachusetts. And Paul Pronovo, first, I gather this week's court ruling is by no means the last word in this controversy.
No, in fact, Judge Joseph Taro, in his ruling, indicated that this may well be the first skirmish in the courts of a battle that's going to continue for some time. They proposed to build 130 wind turbines that would be in the neighborhood of 400 feet tall on a 24-square-mile portion of Nantucket Sound. Nantucket Sound is the body of water that falls between Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket. It's a great recreation spot. There's a lot of fishing that occurs there. There's a lot of boating, sailing. So there are a lot of folks who are upset at the notion that they would put sizable wind turbines right in the sound.
And what was the question that actually was put to Judge Taro that he ruled on?
Basically, he was asked to rule whether the state had jurisdiction over this tower because the state has jurisdiction over fisheries in Nantucket Sound. Other than that, it's federal water where this is being proposed, and so the state would not have a say. But because they do have some say over fisheries, the opponents to this data collection tower and to the larger wind farm had argued that the state a state permit should be issued first. Taro ruled that because fisheries would not be affected by this tower, that was not necessarily the case, and so he allowed basically what was an appeal to continue. It should be pointed out that the data collection tower has been in operation since May.
Seems to be a fight over being greener than thou. After all, this is wind energy we're talking about.
Well, and of course, the proponents, Cape Wind and their backers, point out that the benefits of renewable energy, especially these days, really should outweigh any of the negatives. They also say that the environment would not be spoiled at all. They also point that in Europe, where there are some offshore wind farms, the sea life has actually kind of spawned in almost a reef environment that was created by wind turbines. So they believe that the environment would not be hurt at all. The opponents, on the other hand, say that that's absolutely not the case, and they couldn't be further apart. They worry about the impacts to fishing, the impacts of ferry service. And their bottom line, the opponents, really say that you shouldn't have a private company using a public resource. So that's the nutshell.
From the beach on Cape Cod, let's say, or from Martha's Vineyard for that matter, can you actually see this tower?
The tower you can just barely see from the shores of Cape Cod. I've not tried to look from Martha's Vineyard, so I'm not sure if you'd be able to see it from there. But really, the visual aspect of these proposed wind turbines, it's a very big issue. And as with all aspects of the debate, no one seems to agree exactly how much you would see them from shore. Because it's never been done in the U.S., it's really hard to say.
Well, Paul Pronovost of the Cape Cod Times in Hyannis, Massachusetts, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Robert.